I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about a willing heart. I think one of the things God wants to see most from us in our lives is a willing heart. A willing heart. He's not forcing us to do things against our will. He gives us free will. He's not going to force us to do things. And he has this plan for our lives that's better than anything we could ever ask or think or dream or imagine. And he wants to see us walk out that plan because he loves us, not because he's forcing us, but because he loves us. And to do it with a willing heart, out of honor and respect and reverence for him, because we're seeking to do the things that are pleasing to him. Jesus says, if you love me, you'll follow my commandments. And I think there's this positioning where we're seeking to do them, we're doing them willingly. We'll be talking about a few scriptures today, talking about a willing heart. And then we're going to take communion over this, asking for God's help to get it right, to get this right in our lives. So we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still, to examine ourselves, to get our hearts and minds positioned in the light before we take our time of communion today. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better. That the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes, and I ask you to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. And this is where we talk about our four fundamentals. Our four fundamentals. But as kind of the backdrop for these four fundamentals that we talk about, if we don't have this, if we don't have a willing heart first, I think we could be practicing these four fundamentals every day. But if we're not doing them willingly, then it doesn't have the same benefit. God wants to see us be willing and obedient, to do the things that we know to do, but to do them with the right attitude, to do them with the right spirit behind them. So let's go through these four fundamentals. Fundamental number one, position in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. And that transfer, it happens through the forgiveness of sins. So to be positioned in the light is number one, to be positioned in forgiveness, to receive that forgiveness and grace from God, to forgive yourself. Often we forget to forgive ourselves in the middle, and to walk in forgiveness with other people in our lives. Is there anybody that you need to forgive or you need to restore peace in a relationship with? This time of communion is a time to examine ourselves every day. Is there anybody that we need to forgive? How are we doing with this flow of forgiveness in our life? Receiving it from God, forgiving ourselves, walking in forgiveness with other people. And the motivation behind all that was love. God's love and his cherishing of us was the motivation for the forgiveness. He could have left us on our own, but he chose the way of love. And we got to receive that love from him. We got to let it flow through us where we love ourselves. And then we love other people the way that he's loved us. To be positioned in the light is to be positioned in love. Love and light are one and the same. God is love. God is light. To be positioned in the light is to be positioned in love. And all of this, forgiveness, love, everything God has for us. He's given us everything he has in Christ. His spirit, his kingdom, his mind, his love, his peace, his joy, his power and his goodness, his health and energy, his time, his finances. He put it all in Christ. And it's all received from him by faith. We have to learn to receive that from him by faith, to get it flowing through us and out into the world. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is thanksgiving and praise. Today, this day, to stay positioned in thanksgiving and praise all day. Either you're thankful or you're not. Think of this. We talk about a pipeline of living water, receiving all that God has for you, letting it flow through you out into the world, like a pipeline of living water. And think of this positioning. This is the on-off switch. If we're not willing to forgive, the supply stays shut off. We're not walking in love, the supply stays shut off. We're not positioned in thanksgiving and praise and gratitude, the supply gets shut off. This is the supply switch. This is the on-off switch. We're turning the lights on or we're turning them off. And then we got to magnify that light. Our second fundamental is to magnify the light. To magnify means to make bigger or to make greater. We pray every day to ask God to expand our capacity to receive from him and let it flow through us. To expand the capacity, to magnify him, that's to make bigger. It's to make him, give him a bigger place to work in our lives. To magnify that light. How do we do it? It's all about what we're thinking about, what we're focused on, what we're meditating on throughout the day. We're all focused on something throughout the day. And the reality is it can be light or it can be darkness. To magnify the light is to magnify God's word. It says he's magnified his word above his name in the Psalms. To magnify his word, give his word a bigger place and priority in our lives, willingly. To magnify his steadfast, unfailing love. He'll never let us down. He'll never fail us or forsake us. To magnify his faithfulness, that he always fulfills his promises, that he's always on time, that all of the promises in Christ are yes and amen. To magnify his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him, and to magnify all that he's already done in your life. All that he's already provided in Christ. To magnify the light is to magnify your positioning in Christ, your right standing with God, that he made you right and holy and perfect. He made you a child of God. To magnify your positioning in Christ. You've been seated with him at God's right hand in heavenly places, Ephesians 2:6. To magnify those things, to focus on them, to think about them, to talk about them. And what's happening? We're expanding that capacity where God can begin to flow more through us. We got to get the lights turned on, and then we got to get more flowing through us. And as that begins to happen, all of a sudden, you're hearing from God. You start to do that, and you pair it with a willing heart. A willing heart that's just willing to seek and honor God in your life, to do the things that you know he's asking you to do and to do them willingly. You're going to start to hear much more clearly from God. Our third fundamental, staying tuned in for his leading and direction today. What's he trying to teach you? What's he trying to show you? What's he trying to train you in today? What steps is he talking to you about today? Proverbs 8 says, blessed is the man who listens for me, waiting daily in my doorway. Taking the time every day to stay tuned in, to stay listening. One of the things I like to do every night before bed is to recap the day and think about, what did I learn today? What was God leading me in? What was he trying to show me today? And I'll ask this very simple question. God, what was it you're trying to show me today? And with a pen and paper, just get still and listen and begin to write out whatever you hear. But then it's not enough to stay positioned in the light, to magnify the light, to hear God's leading and direction in your life. Then we got to be willing and obedient. We got to put it into practice. Our fourth fundamental, what do you know to do today? Not what you're unclear of, not what you're uncertain on. What do you know to do today? And I forgot an important part of this. Recognizing the symptoms of what we're magnifying. When we're positioned in light, everything is free and easy and effortless and energizing. Peace is flowing. Joy is flowing. That joy of the Lord that is your strength. When we're positioned in the darkness and magnifying darkness, everything is heavy and oppressive and a lot of pressure. It feels like you're trapped or stuck and there's no way out. There's the fear, the stress, the worry, the anxiety, the hopelessness, the dread of the future. Usually we're lacking presence because we're living in regret over something in the past or worried about the future, an uncertain future. And learning to recognize those symptoms and turn them back around quickly. Because the good news is it only takes 1 second to get positioned back into the light. But again, it takes a willing heart to recognize this and say, wait a minute, I'm not supposed to be thinking about this. I'm not supposed to be meditating on this. I'm supposed to turn my mind back around. And doing that willingly. And we've got to put into practice our fourth fundamental. What do you know to do today? Putting into practice those things that you know to do and doing them cheerfully, doing them willingly, doing them with a good attitude, not doing them grudgingly. God's not going to force things on us. Like we said in the opening today, he's got this beautiful, amazing plan for your life that's better than anything you could ever ask or think or dream or imagine. But it does require a willing heart to walk it out. He's not going to force it on us. Here's a few scriptures for us to think about today before we get into our time of communion. This is Isaiah chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. It says, come now. Let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they'll be as white as snow. Though they're red as crimson, they will become like wool. So we see that part's been fulfilled. Jesus forgives our sins, cleanses us, makes us righteous and whole. But then it says, if you are willing and obedient, notice the two, if you are willing and obedient. You could be obedient, but not willing. You could be doing the things that you know to do, but not doing them with a good attitude. Not doing them out of honor and reverence and seeking to please God. Because we want to do those things. Not because we're forced to. And what's the promise? If you're willing and obedient, what will happen for you? You will eat the best of the land. If you're willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. But if you resist and rebel, you'll be devoured by the sword. opposite of willing and obedient, to resist and rebel. The opposites. You'll be devoured by the sword. Then we go into the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. The Apostle Paul is talking about giving and receiving. And he says, each one of you must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. I was just reading in the Old Testament the other day. God had the people to provide an offering to provide for the tabernacle. They were going to build the tabernacle out in the wilderness. And God asked them for an offering, but he said this. He said, tell anybody who's willing to bring gold or silver or other materials that they were going to use to build this tabernacle. Anybody who's willing. And it says the people willingly gave. Such a difference when you combine these two things together. You do what you know to do, but you do them with the right heart or attitude. You do them with a willing heart. You have to have them both, I think. So we're going to take communion over this today. Father, we're just so thankful for your great love for us. You are willing to send your one and only Son to die for us, so we can have life. We can be connected back to you. Our sins will be made white as snow and become like wool. You would cleanse us and bring us to yourself. Father, we're asking for your help today to get this right, to help us to be both willing and obedient. This willing piece is a heart positioning. Father, help us to get our hearts right in this, to be both willing and obedient, so that we will eat the best of the land. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he told his disciples, take it, receive it. Then he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. The cup of God's wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus. Full strength so that we could have the cup of his blessing. And you think about it. Jesus gave us the ultimate example of this. Of being willing and obedient. He was obedient even unto death on a cross. And Jesus had to get to the place. You see in the garden, he prays, Father, if it's possible, take this cup away from me. I don't really want to do this, but I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to be obedient to do it, if this is what you say is the best thing for me to do. Father, we thank you for Jesus and his obedience, his willingness. We thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Gives us this covenant relationship with God where we can know him. We can know his heart. And I believe you begin to put this in practice. You get both willing and obedient. You're going to see that he fulfills this promise. You will eat the best of the land. And what's going to happen? It's going to help you to know God's heart for you that much more, to know his kindness and his goodness, his grace and his love on a whole new level. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. You talk about a willing heart. I've been doing school with my kids this year. And I told them, we talked about this several times, because at first it would be time for school and there's other things that they wanted to do. And they were fighting me on it, giving me a hard time about it sometimes. Not always easy. And I told them, really, there's only one thing that I need from you kids. I need for you to show up with a good attitude and do what I ask you to do. And do it with a good attitude. If you do that, I will help you. If you're struggling, ask me and I will help you. I need you to show up and do it with a good attitude. And when they have a good attitude, everything changes. The day goes so much better. If they just show up and they do what they know they're supposed to do that day, and they do it cheerfully and joyfully and with a good attitude, the whole day shifts, the whole day changes. I think the same will be true for us as well. So let's put those four fundamentals into practice today. Stay positioned in light, in forgiveness, in love, in thanksgiving, in praise. Keep magnifying God. Stay focused on Him. Keep your focus on Him. If you get off track, turn it around quickly. It only takes a second. Stay tuned in for His leading and direction. And then when you know what to do, show up and do it today. Put it into practice today and do it cheerfully. Do it willingly out of honor for God. Jesus says, "Here I am, Lord. I've come to do your will." But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.